Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Jabez Radio is brought to you by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Amen. Hallelujah. This is another day we've been kept, hallelujah, by the blood of the Lamb, been kept by Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We woke up in our right mind with the activity and use of our limbs, and I cannot do anything but tell the Lord, thank you, Jesus, because if it had not been for Jesus Christ, where would we be? Jesus allowed us to see this day, just another day, one more day, and another day, just one more day. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Aunt Jean, for tuning in. She's all the way from Cleveland, Ohio, and this is a holiday weekend, July 4th weekend. Everybody's going to be with family and friends and just enjoying loved ones and enjoying fireworks. So we just want to still continue to honor God and hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Amen. Our scripture is coming out of the 5th chapter of Matthew. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Focus verse is Matthew 16. But we're going to begin reading, and we'll stop at the 16th verse, but we're going to begin reading at the first verse. Matthew 5:1 reads, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, and neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. And the 16th verse reads, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come right now just thanking you for this opportunity to come before you. We lift your name, Jesus, on high, for truly there's none like you, Jesus, in all the earth. We just worship you. We adore you. We honor you on today. And we thank you for being the light of the world. Hallelujah. And we thank you for giving us the light that we can be, Father, a very present light in darkness, in a dark world, in a sin-sick world. Allow us, Father God, to walk worthy in the vocation wherewith you have called us to not only walk, Father God, in the Spirit, but walk in your light. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask and we pray. Jesus is the light of the world, and he's telling us to let our light shine that before men, and that others might see our good works and glorify Jesus Christ, which is in heaven, because God works through people, and he uses people to witness for him. We are living epistles, amen, living examples read of all men. And people are watching you. People look at everything we do. Praise the Lord. My mom just tuned in. Praise the Lord, Mom. Jesus, we're talking about Jesus being the light of the world and how Jesus said in the 16th verse of Matthew 5, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So we talked last week about how God uses people, amen, and Jesus is wanting us to be living epistles. That's what his word says, read of all men. We are living witnesses. Amen. We're a great cloud of witnesses. And he wants us to be able to testify in our witnessing. What do? We testify. We tell of the goodness of Jesus, all what he has done for us, how we've overcome. Hallelujah. Letting our light shine that people will know it's something about him. It's something about her that's different, unique. What is it? It's the light of Jesus Christ, his Holy Spirit dwelling in us. So that's why Matthew 5 and 16, Jesus was telling his disciples sitting on the mountain, let me teach you some things. He says, blessed. He says, blessed are they. He says, that mourn, for they shall be comforted. A lot of times in life, we go through grief and sorrow and trials and tribulation. But Jesus tells us, and he comforts us with his word in Matthew 5. And in the 4th verse, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. The comforter Jesus Christ talks about is who? The Holy Ghost. Remember, Jesus says, I go away to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be also. He said, but I will not leave you comfortless. Now, that's a wonderful Savior. That's a mighty God. That's a Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father. The mighty God is he. He says, but I will not leave you comfortless. The Comforter, he said, which is the Holy Ghost, shall come and show you some things to come. And I thank and praise God for, he says in his word, Matthew 5 and 4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It's nothing like having the comfort of our Father. And it's just like having the comfort
when we were young and we had our dads, we'd run up to our dads, our fathers, and they would hug us and love us, and they would comfort us. And our Heavenly Father gives us that great supernatural comfort. Hallelujah. Supernatural comfort that only He can give. Amen. Joy, unspeakable and full of glory. That's amazing when you can have joy that's unspeakable, even full of glory. Wow. He's peace in our storm. He said peace that He would give, He said, that passeth all understanding. Hallelujah. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. How many of us know we've been in some trouble? We've had some hardships, but God delivered us out of them all. Amen? He did, because He's God, and He's God all by Himself. And He doesn't need our help. He just wants us to be used. He wants us to be meat for the Master's use. Amen? He wants us to desire the sincere milk of God. This is just like a baby, a child on a bottle, desiring the sincere milk. Hallelujah. Jesus says, suffer not the little children to come unto me, because they are little, they come so precious and needy. They are looking for a blessing. And that's how Jesus wants us to come, needy, looking for Him. Lord, I need Thee. You know that song, every day and every hour, I need Thee. Yes. Lord, I need Thee. So Jesus is our comfort. Hallelujah. He's our peace. He's our joy. And He is our everything. And in Matthew 5, He's telling the disciples that whatever you're going through these blessings, you may be going through a situation, whatever it is, you're still blessed. Hallelujah. I saw someone post on the other day. There's a blessing in the storm. Hallelujah. It's a blessing in the storm. We don't understand it. You remember when Jesus and the disciples, they were out on the water and the boat began to sink and storm was coming, raging. And they woke Jesus up and said, hey, He says, oh, ye of little faith. He says, where is your faith? So Jesus wants us to be living epistles. Living epistle is an example. Be an example. Don't allow our light to be put out. Don't let anybody put your light out. Don't do it. Let your light shine that men, Jesus says, that they may, before men, that they may see your good works. People know when you are walking in the Spirit, and people know when you're not in the Spirit. Amen. And they know when your light is shining. They want to know what is it in you that they don't have. People know. And Jesus tells us in Matthew 14, He says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. He says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Hallelujah. It's just like this Monday. People tomorrow night, people will go, or even this tonight, for fireworks, to see these beautiful fireworks. Let us be a firework, not only this weekend, but every weekend, every day. And let our light shine. Let men see our good works. And then not only the light, but bear fruit. How do we bear fruit? By living being a living example of Jesus Christ. Jesus says that ye shall know them, my disciples, that they have love one to another, for another. And not only that they have love, amen, but also they'll bear a fruit. They'll bear fruit. They'll be fruitful, in other words. Fruitful. What is that, fruitful? They'll have some joy. They'll have some signs. Some, just like a tree that withers that's just dead, they don't have any fruit, meaning they don't have any joy. They don't have any peace. They don't have any love. The murmurers, complainers, and just evildoers and wicked, but bearing fruit. Jesus wants us to what? He said the fruits. What do we know in Galatians, the fruit of what? The Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. And remember we talked about that one, no one likes that long suffering. But Jesus tells us in his word, after you suffered a while, he says, I'll make you perfect. I'll strengthen you and I'll establish you and I'll settle you. Hallelujah. Because he's the comforter. Hallelujah. He tells us, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Jesus, he doesn't leave us. He says, I'll never leave you. He says, I'll never forsake you. He says, I'm with you, even to the end of the world. Amen? Amen. That's faithful God. In this life, you're going to have trouble. People will leave you. People will betray you. People will forsake you. But Jesus said, lo, I am with you even to the end of the world. And that's the blessing right there. Knowing that you are not alone. Jesus always sends help when you need it. He says, I'm a very present help in a time of storm. Hallelujah. He said, I'm there. Just call on me. Lean not unto your own understanding. He says, but in all thy ways, acknowledge me. He says, I'll direct your path. He says, let me operate. Let me be your living example, your living epistle. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Look at me, Jesus is saying. Look at my character. What am I? Who am I? What characteristics and traits does Jesus have that we ought to have? We ought to have joy. We ought to have some love. We ought to have peace in our life. And we have to be filled with his Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. And the Comforter, when the Comforter comes, supernaturally, it's a supernatural grace that you have never can imagine, because that's our God. He's supernatural. Heard a prophet say this is a month, July 2022, of supernatural surprises. I'm looking for some supernatural surprises. What about you? Amen. God, he says, I won't leave you comfortless. Jesus is with us. He'll never leave us. He is always there. And he just wants us to open up the door. Allow him to come in and sup with us. He says, come to the table where the feast of the Lord is going on. Hallelujah. You have some joy on the table. You know those buffets. You have a little love on the table, peace on the table. Hallelujah. Amen. And you have some light. Amen. Being that light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus says in Matthew 5:17, think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, we're reading out of Matthew the fifth chapter, and now we're reading at the 18th verse. For verily I say unto you,
till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. But whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of God. So Jesus, he's telling us to not only teach his word, amen, but he wants us to be a living example. He says, do the word. Do and teach this word. Because he says, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. There's no good thing to know that Jesus has your back. It's no greater love than a man that has laid his life down for his friends. He's not only called us no longer his children, but friends. Hallelujah. Or servants, but friends. Thank you, Jesus. He loves us so much. He's a friend to the friendless. Hallelujah. If you don't have a friend or you need a friend, Jesus is a friend indeed. Hallelujah. He sticketh closer than any brother. Thank you, Jesus. That's who he is. He is everything you need him to be. And nothing can compare to the love of Jesus Christ. It's all about the love of Jesus Christ. And Jesus wants us to not only be living examples and to let our light shine before men that they may see our good works, but he wants us to honor him. He wants us to praise him. He wants us to glorify him. And I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I shall make my boast in the Lord. Hallelujah. That made heaven and earth, the creator of the universe, Jesus Christ. No greater love than a man lay down his life for you and for me. No greater love. There is no greater love. Hallelujah. So let our light shine. Let your light shine, that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You won't be very popular. You won't be the most liked. You won't be the world's most wanted. But Jesus is calling for us to be not only living epistles, but he wants us to be instruments of his peace. Allow God to use you. He is the potter and we are the clay, and he can mold us and shape us to what he desires for us. He has a purpose. He has a plan for our life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus can do anything but fail, and he wants us to know today that it's not just about these fireworks this weekend. He is the big firework. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's his light. It's the light. He's the light of the world. Jesus Christ. Amen. And we talked about you're going to go through in this life. And we talked about the long-suffering being a fruit. But Jesus says in Matthew 11:5-11, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner falsely for my sake. You're going to be falsely accused. Amen. Yes. That's all about the love of being in love with Jesus and being used meek for the master's use, being an instrument of his peace. But he's still saying today, let your light shine that others might see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Amen. Amen. It's something about candles. When you light candles, even with the scent, some of them have aroma,
And when you light the candles, a lot of times we light them at dinner or even celebrations, we use candles and we light candles. And it's just a very kind of relaxing and peaceful thing. And as I mentioned, some have aroma and they're sweet and smell good. And they only not give light, but they give up thanks. And Jesus, he is sweet. He's sweeter than the honeycomb. And he is a sweet smelling savor. Hallelujah. Not only is he sweet smelling, but he is a sweet smelling and he is our Savior. Hallelujah. And he's sweet, sweet I know. And I know you know he is sweeter than the honeycomb. And Jesus tells us, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. He says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. God wants us to have a heart of him, heart of God. Amen? If we want to see Jesus, we got to have our hearts right. The Bible tells us that man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at our heart. So he's saying, blessed are the pure in heart. God knows our heart. Amen? He knows our heart. He says, for they shall see God. And he says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. So no cross, no crown. We have to endure and we have to go through to get to where God is taking us. And one thing I know, trouble doesn't last always. And the storms, although they may rise and the stormy winds may blow, but in dark clouds may come. But guess what? I found a Savior. Hallelujah. And he, Jesus Christ, he's sweet, I know. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this fellowship. We thank you for this communion. Father, we thank you for allowing us to break bread together. Father God, we ask that you will continue to feed us with your manna from on high. Father, quench our thirst in the, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We not only ask that you will be, Father, quench our thirst, but be a spring of living water in our belly, springing up, Father, in us, that we will, Father, work while it's day. We know that you are coming back, Father God. We want to be prepared. We want to be ready for when you come. And we want to be found faithful and true and about your business. And we want to be able to allow this light in us that you have given us, this your Holy Spirit, to shine throughout the world in a dark and a sinful world. So allow us, Father, to be used, Father God, for your glory and allow us to walk in faith, believing and knowing that you are the great I am, the comforter, and the soon and coming King. We thank you. We honor you. We praise you, O God, and we bless your holy name. Mom, thank you for tuning in. And Aunt Jean, have a happy holiday weekend, and we're going to continue to lift one another up in prayer. And Aunt Jean, be sure to tell Uncle Phil that I love him and Jesus does too. So be encouraged and God bless.